Marbury. Still has a left hamstring strain. He's getting better. We'll see where he's at, obviously, by the end of this week. Terrence Brooks, the right hamstring strain in the game. It looks like week to week with him. So we just got to, again, just kind of see where he's at later in the week. He won't practice, obviously, on Wednesday. Camus is still right hamstring, still nursing that. We're going to put him through a few more drills today and see where he's at. Might be available for the game, but we'll see come Wednesday on that. Then the ones that are that got nicked in the game that are good to go. Nolan Carroll had the hamstring; he's fine. Brent Celek actually has a rib fracture, but it's nothing's displaced, nothing like that. So he'll miss Wednesday's practice, but should be available for the game. Taylor Hart's doing good. Jordan Hicks. Just a mild ankle sprain. He's fine. Benny Logan's doing better. He'll practice Wednesday. And then Chris Maragos, Leo McKelvin, and then are good to go. And then Big V has a shin contusion, basically got leg whipped in the game, and he's going to be fine for the week and for the game.
McKelvin said after the game that he felt his hamstring was keeping him from running full speed, and that's why he was getting beat. So that's not
I'm not in Leo's body, but that's it could be. Yeah, it could be. I mean, you know, I'm not Leo, so all I know is what the doctors tell me. But it's possible, yes.
How come the roster moved in?
You know, it was late in the week. Last week, we felt comfortable going into the game with what we had, and I know offensively with Bryce, we were good there, so didn't feel the need.
You mentioned that Ryan Matthews was still your guy last week, but the numbers certainly don't look like he's the guy right now. Is Darren Sproles the lead back for this team?
Well, right now, yeah, by stats and by what you're seeing, I would say that Darren is the number one back right now. You know, Ryan is still a big part. You saw the touchdown run he had yesterday, and Kenyon had a nice run. Wendell had a nice run, so it's still a little bit of the running back by committee. Obviously, we haven't hung our hat on one guy. But we tend to lean more towards Darren Sproles. It's hard to take him off the field right now.
Is 80% too much moving forward? That's how many snaps Darren got.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, we talked about it coming out of the Dallas game, and just got to make sure we're doing the right thing. Make sure with Darren is just keeping him, keeping him available, especially as the season wears on. Keep him healthy and keep him going.
Do you feel like you ran the ball enough yesterday?
Well, 21 attempts if you take Carson's four out of it. Probably could run a little bit more. Obviously, in each one of these games, you know, you get yourself into a 14-0 hole right away, and you feel like sometimes you got to kind of press and get it all back in one play. I did feel like we were effective in the run game. Some of the things we did, we just watching the tape again this morning, we just missed on a couple of blocks and a couple of assignment errors and things we got to clean up this week.
In general, do you feel like you're not running enough? You talked about limiting Carson to 30.
Yeah, and I know it's a good question. I would love to run the ball more. Obviously, I think it does help Carson where you're not putting everything, the whole game, let's say, on his shoulders. And that's a full, you know, that's the run game. We do a lot in the run game. We ask Carson to do a lot with the RPO things, with the read options, making some checks there. So, I think going forward, yeah, probably should rely on the run just a little bit more.
McKelvin was saying that he came out in the second quarter because, like, you guys have a rotation now, cornerback. Is that something new, and is that also because, like, Jalen Mills, or is that because of McKelvin? Or
well, it really started when Ron Brooks, got hurt, and we didn't have him. So now we're having to, you see that nickel spot, you know, Malcolm's been down in there a little bit and we've had Jalen in there. And so, and then obviously understanding where Leo's at right now with his injury, just kind of keeping everybody fresh and keeping everybody as healthy as you can, not only during the course of the game, but during, you know, during the remainder of the season.
When Carson has missed receivers or thrown interceptions, generally it's been the balls that sail high. I mean, this is something we've seen since the spring. You guys changed some of his mechanics since then. Is it still a byproduct of that, or is there something else that's bothering him?
No, a couple of the, you know, those two picks early in the football game. Obviously, he had pressure on one, and you know he was trying to throw it actually to DGB. I think it was the second pick. The first one, again, just sailed high. He was out of the pocket, which I felt like he didn't have to move. He could have stayed right there in the pocket and delivered the football. But those aren't necessarily mechanical things as they are just the way. The way he reacted to a little bit of color or pressure in the pocket.
So how do you feel that you're just...
Go ahead, Tish.
So it's pressure that's affecting him. He's letting
some of it's pressure. Some of it's like a game, a TE game or an ET game or something quick that flashes, and he had to slide a couple times. One time he stepped up into the pocket, and he was on a third down, and the second interception, I believe, and he ended up trying to come back to DGB, but he had a guy right in his face. And the pocket was clean enough to deliver the football, but that quick pressure from a quarterback standpoint makes you throw a bit high.
Now that you've had time to reflect on it, how do you feel about your decisions to go for it on fourth down twice in that first half?
You know what, I still feel strong about those. I think the decisions to go for it shows confidence and belief in the guys. At that time, I felt like we were moving the ball, and again, at the end of the day, when you look at it, we had more opportunities in this game. To me, in my opinion, didn't come down to those two plays. There were enough things in this game, and that cost us this football game. But I still stick by what I did, how I chose to go for it in both of those situations.
On the Carson Wentz run to the left, it just seemed like the Giants were moving up before the ball was snapped, and that there was never any chance of that working. What did you see there when you?
Yeah, they zero blitzed us, and they came actually off of the tight end side when we ran to the left side, and we missed an assignment. Again, assignment error on the play. And in critical situations like that, if one piece of it fails, then the rest of it has to kind of pick up that piece, meaning there's other pieces on defense that are free. And it just happened on that play again we just missed it. We just failed on a block. And it was just it wasn't a mental thing. It was just a physical error that we just missed on a block, and it caused us not to get the first down.
Four of Carson's five picks have been early games in the first quarter. The only second half one, the only one after the first quarter is at the end of the Detroit game. Is he coming out trying to do too much, trying to kind of be too aggressive? What do you see from him early in games?
I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. I go back to the Minnesota game, the two picks there, reference those real quick. One, he was trying to throw a quick little outbreaking route to Selleck. And was just wide of the mark and got picked. The second one in that game felt like he might have forced the ball, actually just forced it down the field. He threw it into coverage, and it got intercepted. The ones yesterday, he had opportunities, whether the progression of the play to go other places with the ball. I think sometimes, especially young quarterbacks, and these are the things that we're working and dealing with Carson, is making sure he understands the whole contour of the play and what the initial play is, what is designed to do, what's the coverage beater that it's best against, and if it's not that coverage, where do I go with the football? These are the things that we constantly talking with and working through, and this is all part of the growth process that he's going through. And the two yesterday were kind of that, just the fact that just gets a little tunnel vision sometimes, focused in or locked in on one receiver when there are other opportunities to go somewhere with the football. And it's either going to be incomplete and we punt. You just can't have, obviously, the interception, five plays of the game and two of them are to the other team.
Are there decisions from yesterday that you second-guessed or wish you
had? No, not yesterday. I felt comfortable in everything we did, the way I called the game. Even down the stretch, we had opportunities, in that last four plays of the game, to have opportunities to extend that drive and potentially score. And, we just missed on the last play of the game, a play that we actually completed earlier to the same receiver earlier in the game in the third quarter, same play, fourth quarter. It's just we gotta keep working and keep making those plays.
What's the teaching for Carson and Jordan on that last play?
It's a little of both. One, Jordan could look a little sooner. Two, the ball could be, it's fourth down. You got to give, you know, as a quarterback, you just got to give our guy an opportunity, you know, to make the play. And that's just again, understanding the situation and you know, putting yourself in those spots. And, excuse me. And those are the things that, you know, I know in Carson's case, and I don't want to speak for him, but I know after the game he was very down, you know, about that whole last series, about some of the decisions and throws that he made. And, you know, he makes that play in practice 99 out of 100 times, and those two guys are on the same page with that particular route. We've seen it, the Cleveland game, the touchdown, is the same route, and he makes that play. So these are just things that, again, we're just continuing to work through. And, you know, we're obviously headed in the right direction, and we're going to make more of those down the stretch.
Five drives now, late in the games, under 5 minutes, that you could have taken the lead. And potentially won those games, but you had 19 plays on those drives and gained only 27 yards. Are the players tensing up in those situations? Why aren't they producing?
Well, I don't think the players are tensing up. I think our sense of urgency on offense has to pick up. Just knowing the situation again, when you have a few, and again. You got some young guys out there that are kind of learning these situations, and you know, the more we show them, and the more, again, just kind of working through decisions, you know, route combinations, you know, just the execution of the play, and just understanding the play itself has a big part of. You know, the success in the end of football games. And then the bottom line, at the end of the day, it just comes down to, you know, as professional athletes, we just make a play. Someone just make a play. And that's what we gotta find out who's going to be that guy. You know, as we build and as we grow, those are things we'll figure out and get better at.
Wendell Smallwood was productive earlier in the game this year when I think Ryan Matthews had the ankle issue. And yesterday he had two productive carries. Isn't there a temptation to see more of what he can do as a coaching staff?
There is. You know, when you get to that point where you definitely want to see it. You know, it's hard because you got Ryan sitting there. You got obviously Sproles, who we've given him the ball the last couple of games. And, you know, Wendell, obviously, and Kenyon are special teams players who have those backup roles on offense. And a lot of times, you know, the temptation, I guess, is, yeah, you definitely want to see your young players perform and put them in those situations and see what they can do. And hopefully now this, you know, second half of the season, we'll get a chance to do that a little bit more.
Do you see more of a role for Bryce Drags, too?
I do. You know, I think that obviously he went into this game. He was very excited to play, obviously, a first time to be active, and he had two big catches for us. Obviously, the explosive play down the field, and I think you'll see, you know, more of a role for him, you know, at least in the coming weeks.
You get down early in that game. You're chasing that game all afternoon. Does that cause you, or do you have to guard against that, making you get out of character in some things you do? And I guess specifically I'm wondering if fourth and 2.5, if no score on the board, if you go ahead and take three.
Yeah, I mean, we could always, you know, speculate in those situations. It was so early, though, in the football game that it didn't really get us out of our game plan. Again, you know, even down 14, there was no panic. I mean, there was just the eagerness to actually offensively to get back out on the field and just sort of right the ship at that time. I mean, you know, you put your defense in a bind early in that game. It's something you can't do. But it didn't have an effect on the decisions because it was so early in the football game.
Yeah. The decision to go from Ryan Matthews as your number one back to now Darren Sproles being your number one back.
Well, obviously the Dallas game, you know, you go back to the Dallas game, you know, if you remember during the, you know, we came out, you know, he had that infected tooth in that Dallas game, and his cheek swelled, his got swollen, and there were some things there that were working, and you know, listen, those are painful things to put a helmet on and, you know, around your cheek and all that kind of stuff, and Darren was obviously the hot hand at the time, and just kept feeding Darren and keeping him going. And same thing, you know, this week, Ryan was, we were going into this game plan with certain personnel groups that Ryan was going to be in on, Darren was going to be in on, and you know, you saw the one touchdown run that Ryan had in this game. That was a nice little cut.
Doug, you've mentioned a few times that the team's headed in the right direction. You've also mentioned the relative youth of the team. Do you think this team is built to win right now, halfway through this thing, or do you think that it's still building towards that?
We're obviously building something here, but when you look at these games that we've been in at the end, the encouraging thing is that we really should have won those games. The Detroit game, we had the lead. Dallas, we had the lead. And then yesterday had opportunities, you know, late in the game to take the lead and or win the football game. So these are all things that as we build this thing, we're gonna win these games down the stretch as we go. That's part of heading in the right direction for me. And the fact that Carson continues to make plays, and yeah, sure, we don't like the interceptions and all that, but relatively speaking, he protects the football, and you know, we've done a good job there, and our tight ends had a little bigger impact yesterday, and we got to continue to work that, and you know, just overall, you know, keep working and keep grinding, because I tell the team, you know, after games like this, I promise them, if they keep working the way they've been working, good things are going to happen down the stretch. Thanks, guys.